Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Good morning and welcome to my show here on UK Health Radio. So glad you joined me today. Now, if you haven't heard of Winspiration, let me tell you. It's something rather special. Every year on the 7th of May, people right across the world come together in a 36-hour global celebration of positivity, purpose, and human potential. And it's completely free. It's not about one person or one idea. It's about all of us collectively choosing to show up and be the best version of ourselves. Today, I want to add my voice to that global conversation because the theme couldn't feel more relevant right now. We're talking about consciousness. What it actually means, not in a complicated academic way, but in a real personal everyday way. What does it mean to you to live consciously in your relationships, in your home, in the choices you make each day? Because here's the thing, when each of us gets clear on that, something shifts, not just for us, but the people around us too. That's the simple ripple effect. That's the win. So settle in, because today we're going on a bit of a journey together. And I have a feeling it might just stay with you long after you switch off. Let's get on with it. So what does consciousness mean to me personally? Well, if I'm honest, it comes down to two things that I live by every single day, kindness and gratitude. Let's start with kindness. And I don't just mean being nice to people, though of course that matters. I mean a deeper, wider kindness, the kind that extends to every living thing around us, to animals, to nature, to the strange you pass in the street, to yourself on the days when that feels hardest of all. I truly believe that how we treat the most vulnerable around us, whether that's a person going through a tough time or an animal who has no voice of their own, says everything about who we are at our core. Kindness isn't weakness. It's one of the most powerful and conscious choices we can make. And then there's gratitude. Now, I know the word gets thrown around a lot, but stay with me because this one genuinely changed my life. When you start each day looking for what is right rather than what's wrong, something extraordinary begins to happen. You start to attract most of it. That's where manifestation comes in for me. I don't think manifestation is about sitting back and wishing for things. I think about it getting so clear on what you want, feeling so genuinely thankful for what you already have that you almost can't help but move forward. Gratitude and manifestation, for me, they are two sides of the same coin. So today, whatever you're going through, I want to invite you to try something simple. Find one thing, just one thing, to be truly grateful for. And then extend a little kindness to someone, to an animal, to yourself. Because I believe everything I have, that those two small acts done consistently and conscientiously, excuse that, conscientiously, can change not just your world, but the world around you too. Now, I want to share something with you that is very close to my heart. I have a new book coming out, and this is not an advert, but I wrote this book, Manifest Your Way to Abundance, and it came from a place of genuinely lived experience, not theory, not something I read somewhere, but things I've actually felt, practiced, and seen work in my own life. And there is two chapters that keep coming back to me again and again, gratitude and manifestation. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? And yet it's probably the single most transformative practice I have ever discovered. I'd love to read you a couple of extracts from the book now, because sometimes words on a page can land in a way that stay with you. On a day like today, with Winspiration Day being celebrated right across the world, it feels like exactly the right moment to share it. So if you can just take a breath, settle in, and let these words find you wherever you are today. But first, I'm going to hand over to our sponsors. And on the other side, I am going to talk to you about signaling to the universe through gratitude.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad,
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Gratitude is one of the most powerful energies you can cultivate, yet it is often misunderstood because it appears so simple. Many people look for complex techniques or dramatic shifts, overlooking the quiet strength found in genuine appreciation. Gratitude is, in essence, a signal, a gentle but clear message that says, yes, more of this. It communicates openness, readiness, and trust. When you feel grateful, you are no longer focused on what is missing. You are acknowledging what is already present and working in your own life. Life responds to that shift. When your attention rests on appreciation rather than what is lacking in your life, your energy naturally expands. Instead of reaching outwardly for a place of wanting, you begin receiving for a place of recognition. What you already have feels richer, and that feeling creates space for more experiences that carry the same emotional energy. Gratitude moves you from striving to allowing. From wanting to receiving, it is easy to believe that gratitude should come after life improves, after success arrives, relationships deepen, or circumstances change. Yet gratitude works in the opposite direction. Appreciation creates the emotional environment where growth becomes possible. When you focus only on what you still hope to achieve, your energy can quietly settle into dissatisfaction. I can't say that word very often. Dissatisfaction. Even positive goals can carry the feeling of not enough yet. Gratitude softens that tension. It reminds you that goodness already exists in your life, even if it appears in small, ordinary ways. A warm conversation, a peaceful moment of quiet, the comfort of a familiar surrounding, the beauty of light through a window, or the calm morning sky. These moments may seem simple, yet they anchor your awareness in abundance rather than absence. Where attention goes, energy flows. Gratitude as a feeling. Gratitude becomes transformative, there we go, when it moves beyond words and becomes an emotional experience. It's not about quickly listing things you should think you should appreciate. True gratitude slows you down. It asks you to pause long enough to feel warmth, relief, or appreciation in your body. Notice the difference between saying, I'm grateful, and actually feeling grateful. When gratitude is felt, your breathing softens, your body reflexes, or relaxes, I think I should have said. Your thoughts become calmer and more open. In that moment, resistance fades and receptiveness grows. You are no longer pushing life to change. You are allowing yourself to recognize what is already working, and that recognition shifts your entire emotional state. That is why gratitude feels so uplifting. It gently raises your energy without effort or pressure. Why gratitude changes everything. Gratitude changes how you see your life, and when perception changes, experience follows. You begin to notice opportunities you may have overlooked. Interactions feel kinder. Challenges feel more manageable because your focus includes what is supporting you, not only what is difficult. Gratitude also builds trust. Instead of feeling that life is withholding something from you, you begin to sense that life is responding something, sometimes quietly, sometimes unexpectedly, but always in motion. Over time, gratitude transforms your relationship with waiting. Instead of impatience, you feel anticipation. Instead of doubt, you feel openness. This shift alone can change how quickly new experiences arrive. A simple daily practice. Gratitude works best when practiced gently and consistently rather than intensely or occasional. Small daily movements are far more powerful than rare grand gestures. You might begin each morning by naming three things you appreciate before getting out of bed. They do not need to be extraordinary. Often the simplest of acknowledgements carry the strongest energy. As you move through your day, pause occasionally and whisper a quiet thank you for a pleasant interaction, a moment of ease,
or something that simply feels good. These pauses reconnect you with the present moment and prompt your mind to notice what is working rather than what is missing. In the evening, reflect briefly on what went well. Even on a challenging day, there is always something like a lesson learned, a kindness received, or a moment of calm. This practice gently retrains your attention to organize and reorganize support and possibility. So I'm getting the words mucked up here a little bit. A kind conversation, a beautiful sunset, and a peaceful moment at home with my cats is one of my happy moments, and I'm always grateful for it. But let's get back to a quiet conversation with life. Each moment of gratitude is like sending a signal outwardly, a beam of appreciation that acknowledges what you value. Life responds naturally to what is valued. The more you recognize moments of care and ease and kindness and beauty and progress, the more frequently you begin to encounter them. This is not because life suddenly changes overnight, but because your awareness becomes aligned with abundance rather than absence. Gratitude opens the door to receiving without struggle. Over time, appreciation becomes less of a practice and more of a way of thinking. You begin moving through life with a quiet sense of having enough, and from that place, growth unfolds more easily. Every sincere thank you becomes part of an ongoing conversation with life itself. And the response, often subtle at first, is always the same. You are heard. There is more on its way. My experience with this. Gratitude became one of my favourite manifestations practice almost by accident. One evening, I started writing down three things I appreciate that day. They're very ordinary things. A kind conversation, a beautiful sunset, a peaceful moment at home with my cats. Hence, I've mentioned that twice. But something interesting happened. The more I noticed these small moments, the more of them appeared. Life didn't suddenly become perfect, but my experience of it becoming richer and more positive. Gratitude quietly changed my focus. When you focus change, your energy changes too. We're just going to hand over to our sponsors. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about manifestation.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job. She was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So my book, Manifest Your Way to Abundance, which comes out first week in May, this is chapter one. I wanted to share it with you because it's the foundations of manifestation. And I do think kindness, gratitude, and manifestation do go together, all hand in hand. So from my book, Manifest Your Way to Abundance, Chapter 1, Foundations of Manifestation, the principle of getting everything you want. Manifestation is often misunderstood. Many people believe it is about wishing hard enough, waiting patiently, or something convincing the universe to deliver what they want. In my experience, it doesn't work like that at all. Manifestation is not about forcing life to change. It's about changing your relationship with every energy so that things you desire can naturally find their way to you. The universe responds to energy long before it responds to words. It reflects the frequency you're living in every day, your thoughts, your emotions, your expectations and actions. In simple terms, life mirrors how you are behaving, not just what you're asking for. This is why two people can want the same thing, yet their experience is completely different and different results. One may struggle and feel blocked, while the other seems to attract opportunities effortlessly. The difference is rarely down to luck, it's due to alignment. At its heart, manifestation is an energetic partnership between clarity, belief, and action. When these three work together, change begins to feel natural and sometimes even miraculous. When one is missing, progress can feel slow or invisible, yet energy is still moving behind the scenes. Even when nothing appears to be happening, adjustments are taking place. As a feng shui consultant, manifesting has taught me that energy is always flowing, even when we cannot yet see the results. Let's look at the principles that help manifestation to work effectively. Clarity creates power. One of the biggest reasons people struggle to manifest what they want is simple. They are unclear about what they truly desire. The universe cannot respond to confusion. Vague intentions create vague results. Many people say, I want more money, happiness, or success. But those words mean different things to different people. Until you define what those experiences actually look and feel like for you, your energy sends mixed signals to the universe. Clarity is powerful because it creates direction. When you are specific, your energy becomes focused. You begin to recognize opportunities you might previously have overlooked. Decisions become easier because you recognize whether something moves you closer to your goal or further away from it. Ask yourself, what does this desire look like in my daily life? How will I find when it arrives? How does it change the way I live? When you answer these questions honestly, you begin to broadcast a clear, energetic message. Your manifest board, which I will show you later in the book, supports this process because it gives form to clarity. Images help your subconscious understand what words alone sometimes cannot express. Clarity is not about controlling outcomes. It's about knowing your direction. Energy speaks louder than words. Affirmations can be helpful, but words alone are never enough. The energy behind them is what matters. You can repeat positive statements all day long, but if underneath it you feel doubt, fear, or frustration, that underlying energy is what the universe responds to. Energy is felt, not spoken. To manifest effectively, you must allow yourself to experience the feeling of your desire as though it already has happened or exists. This does not mean pretending or denying reality. It means practicing the emotional state connected to your future before it physically arrives. If you want abundance, practice gratitude. If you want love, practice openness now. If you want success, practice confidence now. Your emotional state becomes a signal. Joy, appreciation, and calm certainty are powerful frequencies because they indicate readiness rather than the things you are lacking. Desperation, on the other hand, pushes things away because it carries the energy of absence. This is why feng shui works so beautifully alongside manifestation. When you adjust your environment, your emotions begin to shift naturally. You feel more supported, calmer, and optimistic, and your energy changes without being forced. Belief bridges the gap. You may consciously want something while unconsciously believing it cannot happen. This inner contradiction creates energetic resistance. Many people carry hidden beliefs such as, I'm not lucky. Success is for other people. things never work out for me. These beliefs quietly shape outcomes because they influence how you interpret opportunities and how willingness you are to receive them. Belief does not mean blind optimism. It means developing a quiet inner sanity that will you desire is possible for you. Instead of asking, can I really have this? Begin asking, am I ready to receive this? This small shift changes everything. When belief strengthens, you begin to notice solutions instead of obstacles. You take chances you might previously have avoided. You allow good things to arrive without questioning whether you deserve them. Feng Shui supports belief by creating external evidence of change. As your environment shifts, your confidence grows because you begin to see results. Each positive change reinforces the belief that transformation is possible. Actions, anchors, and energy. Manifestation is not passive. Energy needs to move. Every small, inspired action tells the universe that you are serious about change. Action grounds intention into reality. You do not need dramatic steps. Often it is the smallest actions that create momentum. Sending one email, having one conversation, clearing one drawer, making one decision you have been avoiding. When you act as if you begin living with the energy of your future self, you are no longer waiting for life to change because you move forward. You move forward to allow life to respond. Opportunities tend to appear once movement begins because action shifts your vibration from wishing to participating. In Feng Shui, we see this clearly. Decluttering a single area can create noticeable change because it signals readiness for new energy to enter. Action tells the universe, I'm prepared. Surrender is the final step. This is often the most challenging part of manifestation. You must care deeply about your desire while also releasing attachment to how and when it arrives. Surrender does not mean giving up. It means trusting the energy is working even when results are not yet visible. When people hold on too tightly to outcomes, they create tension and impatience. This blocks flow. Trust allows energy to settle and reorganize naturally. Think of planting a seed. You prepare the soil, plant carefully and water it. But you do not dig it up every day to check whether it's growing. You trust the process. Manifestation works exactly the same way. Once you have clarity, aligned energy, belief and action, your role changes to overcome and allows rather than forcing. Very often, what arrives looks slightly different from what you've imagined, yet is better suited to who you have become in the process. That is where the magic lies. Manifestation is not separate from Feng Shui. Both align to each other, align your environment, your thoughts, your actions and the energy can support you. When clarity guides you, belief steadies you, action moves you forward and surrender allows flow. Life begins to respond in a way that feels natural rather than forced. And that is when you realize something important. You were never trying to control the universe. You were learning how to work with it. My experience. Let me share a little story about clarity, belief and action working together. A few years ago, I realized I kept saying I wanted my work to grow, but I didn't actually define what that meant. Did I want more clients to teach, or did I want to teach, or did I want to write, to speak? I was sending the universe a very vague message. So one evening I sat down with a notebook and asked myself a simple question. What do I really want my life to look like? The answer surprised me. I wanted to teach Feng Shui, share my knowledge widely, and help people transform their lives through energy. Once I became clear, things started to shift almost immediately. I began writing, teaching, saying yes to opportunities, and slowly everything started aligning. Clients appeared, invitations arrived, and my work expanded in ways I hadn't imagined. Looking back, it wasn't luck, it was clarity, meeting, belief, and action. And that, for me, is where I'd like to leave you today. on this very special Winspiration Day, celebrated by people in every corner of the world, I hope something in today's show has landed with you. Whether it was the idea of living more consciously, the power of extending kindness a little further than you normally might, or simply the reminder that gratitude, real felt everyday gratitude, can quietly change everything. You don't have to overhaul your life overnight. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to start. One kind act, one grateful thought, one small conscious choice. That's how the ripple begins. If today's show has resonated with you, I'd love you to share it with a friend, a family member, or someone you think might need to hear it today. Because that's exactly what Winspiration is all about. Good people passing it on. And if you'd like to explore the ideas we touched on today a little further, my book, Manifest Your Way to Abundance, is available in May. It is written from the heart for people just like you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today on UK Health Radio. It genuinely means the world.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.